Cricket Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Everson, and here with me today is my anonymous co-host.
Hey.
And my unnamed co-host.
Hey, it's me,
my friend, by the way. Anyway, sorry that we couldn't record, sorry about the short on Tuesday. That was my mistake because I didn't know about something, and the fact that we couldn't do on Friday was because of just some reasons that got in the way. Let's get right on to the question that's been bugging everyone's minds. How was your weekend, guys? Okay, sure, we can do that in that case.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have to wait till 40 minutes, and right now we're on 1.5. By 1.5, I don't mean 1 minute 50 seconds, I mean like half, 1.5.
Oh, and Josh, the Psychic and Fairy type are the super high champions, Shine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely going to go and catch every single Pokemon on the way so I can catch, so I have a high, so that there's a higher chance of it being shiny at the end.
Yeah, I know. But, this is a thing that, I want to tell you, what is it again? Oh, yeah. That, if you complete the content of Pokedex, you get really good rewards.
Really?
First of all, you get a really sweet crown.
Nice.
You get 50 candies and 3 gold bottle caps.
You get 50...
Nice. And 3 gold bottle caps. I already completed it, so I got the rewards.
Nice. My week was okay. I played Spider-Man on my PlayStation. I played with my Lego.
Okay.
Do you guys play with your Lego anymore? Nice. Like, I love to mess around with Bionicles, if that's what they're called.
Okay.
It's just like, you snap the piece into another piece, and before you know it, you've built like a full-on giant robot guy.
Okay.
There are 2 Pokemon that are on my list that I really want to get right now. And that is Volcanion and Heatran. One reason is Heatran because Heatran, when I brought him on, completely was destroying Reshiram. Because I couldn't beat Reshiram in this, thing in Black and White 2. But, it was okay after a while. Thanks to Heatran, I managed to do it. But,
okay.
But I already have Heatran, so.
Okay.
I already have Heatran, so I want Volcanion. But I can't get Volcanion, because that was in an event. I want a shiny Volcanion, but I can't get shiny Volcanion, because that was in an event.
Okay. And what about the blue Volcanion?
Blue Volcanion? Is that like a shadow form?
No, it's called the Crystal Volcanion.
Nice. Is that like what's that basically?
It's basically kind of resemble.
Does it like change type?
No, it doesn't. It still says water and.
Does it have a different Does it have different stats?
Yeah, much higher stats.
Does it know a new move?
No, it doesn't, but just has higher stats, and it looks cooler.
In that case, Yeah, but Shadow Pokemon. Have you heard of a Pokemon Colosseum?
What?
Pokemon Colosseum. It's like a side game.
Pokemon Colosseum.
It's where Shadow Pokemon were first introduced, and it's like you get this cool thing that goes onto your arm, and like there's a Pokeball in it, and the Pokeball can you throw the Pokeball, basically, and but it's like done something special. Because then you can catch shadow Pokemon with that, but you have to steal the opponent's Pokemon because they don't know they have a shadow Pokemon. In Gale of Darkness, you see an opening scene, and there's like Shadow Lugia. Because all Pokemon can be shadow, only some have shadow forms though, and you get to see shadow form Lugia, and it's just like epic.
That's good. Because Shadow Lugia is like, it's like sunglasses, sunglass thing in its head to make it look like it's. Make it look like it's Galarian Articuno.
Is there a Shadow Ho-Ho-Oh?
Yes.
Really?
Wait, I got a good idea of a Shadow form. Shadow Arceus.
There is Shadow Arceus, but it's only in like, Sun and Moon.
I want to see Shadow Arceus. I'm sorry, I'm going to search up Shadow Arceus. Shadow Arceus. Do you guys...
Yeah,
okay, everyone... Everyone who has ever said Shadow Arceus, I can tell you right now, you're wrong. Because I have a Pokemon dictionary, and it says in it, it specifically points out, this is Arceus, not Arceus. Oh, that's so cool. So Shadow Arceus is basically, imagine normal Arceus, but instead of white, it's purple, and all the yellow bits are white.
Oh man,
it's good. It's good. Its eyes are red.
Shadow Arceus is amazing.
Mewtwo is basically got orange bits on it, and it's black.
Yeah, it's from Pokemon Tournament DX.
Yeah. I'm gonna. Search some cool Shadow Pokemon.
Shadow Calyrex.
Wow, so I'm gonna kick butt. I'm trying to see. Okay, so here are the 15 best Shadow Pokemon ranked. Number one is Lugia from Gale of Darkness. That's the one I was talking about. Then there's Mewtwo from Pokken, Houndoom from Pokemon Go, Scizor from Colosseum, Tyranitar from Colosseum, Noctowl from Colosseum, Metagross from Colosseum. I get that. Metagross just destroys everything. And Shadow Banette from Pokemon Go.
Shadow Banette. Banette is like one of my favorite Pokemon. I'm
just
so disappointed.
It's like, oh, one sec. There was this funny bit of trivia about Banette, and it's like, it's from like a dead person, and it's like, soul gets like zipped up into a puppet, and then that creates Banette. It was really creepy.
No, it's not a dead person. It's from like.
Wasn't Banette. It like a dead spirit or something?
No, Banette is an abandoned child's toy that comes to life with vengeance, fueled by vengeance.
Oh yeah, and it wants to take revenge on the person who threw it out.
Yeah, but
I'm thinking of what's Kovagrigus's pre-evolved form.
But the person who did that died like 500 years ago.
Yeah.
No, Banette is gonna just keep looking like.
It's just like, no, let's leave Banette alone. Banette is nice. Personally, Banette's okay.
Mega Banette is also really good.
Mega Banette is pretty cool. It's like zips everywhere. Okay, so we're 10 minutes in. And I think we're going to take our break. And we will be back in a second to talk about news and See you in a minute. Our break to talk about some Pokemon news. So, I have the Pokemon.com opened up. Is it okay if I start?
You can start, yeah.
Sure. Right. So this is about, this is play mini games and enjoy fun activities at Pokemon Kids Winterfest. Since we're like a kids Pokemon podcast, this suits us quite nicely. Visit this kid-centric website to play seasonal minigame, complete activities, and collect Pokemon badges. It's a winter fest, so it's basically an island covered in snow. It's even got a volcano. It's pretty cool. Anyway, for kids. Yeah, for kids. I'm totally not going to go in my free time and play this. Definitely not. Looking for some fun diversions to keep your Pokemon fans entertained this season? Pokemon Kids Winterfest is here to help. From December 1st, 2020 to January 3rd, 2021, you can visit this special website to play mini games and enjoy a variety of activities by playing games and completing special events. You can collect Pokemon badges that highlight your accomplishments. You may even discover badges featuring amazing, legendary, and mythical Pokemon. Head over to Pokemon Kids Winterfest website now to begin your wintertime Pokemon adventure. And that's the entire article.
Yeah.
That is literally the entire article. Okay, so that's about TCG if you're into TCG.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, who's heard of the new movie coming out?
Me, of course, because I'm a Pokemon fanatic.
Yes, I can't wait to watch it. Since I got to say, the world is one of my favorite mythicals.
My dad is one of his favorite.
So anyway, in celebration of, I'm not actually reading this, I'm just saying in celebration of the Pokemon movie Secrets of the Jungle, the two have, in celebration, they've introduced it, so Pokemon movie Secrets of the Jungle and Pokemon Go Collide, thanks to that, you can, Jesse and James return to Pokemon Go. James's nose looks horrible. Okay. Well, from a zoomed out point, it does. And you can also encounter Shiny Celebi. I don't really need to say any more about that. Shiny Celebi, James, and Jesse. Done. Okay.
Really?
Can you hear me better now?
My volume's at the max, but I can't really hear you very well.
Can you hear me better now?
No.
Can you hear me better now?
No.
Okay, well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, there's nothing I can really do to make it better. Well, I might be, anyway. So I think that basically... can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you better now.
Okay. So basically that covers news. Well then, I think it's time to go straight on to Dynamax Adventure of the Week. I am just turning my switch on.
I'll just turn on the internet so I can get the link code ready for you.
I'll add a new update with like the little Nintendo Switch Online icon at the bottom.
So do I. Hey Josh, have you gotten Guzzlord yet?
Yeah, I have Guzzlord.
Oh, okay.
Is this Guzzlord?
Yeah, but let me just check if I have any more.
The only one I haven't caught is Ho-Oh. I've caught less than Ho-Oh. Hey, what's up? I haven't caught Kyurem.
Okay. Time I caught Kyurem, who else?
Kyurem, Ho-Oh. That's around it. One sec, I'm gonna fly to the Crown Tundra because I'm in the Isle of Armor right now. I really like how the Slippery Slope Dynamax Adventure place is a place you can fly to.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about the Dynamax Adventure? Yes, please.
Are you on the internet?
Maybe.
Check.
I probably should connect to the internet before I do this.
Yeah, I just typed in the link code because before I didn't type in the link code and I was like, oh no, so I just quit before anybody else joined.
For any total stranger who says he's a 16-year-old girl but is actually a 42-year-old boy sitting in his house eating Cheezos. Nope, I don't want to be chatting with that person.
Thankfully, Pokemon doesn't have chat, but that's why we like to play it safe and put link codes.
Yeah.
Good job. Did you type in link code yet?
I'm just going on to actually. Normal link code?
Yeah, normal link code.
Hey, we're surprisingly, behind time. We're actually only just hitting 20 minutes.
Yeah.
This'll fix it. One sec, sorry. Okay. Yeah, this will fix it, because we are, this will probably take, I don't know how long. Yay! We're doing it. Hey, how dare you? Colossal all the way. Who are we fighting?
I don't know actually, so that's why I'm just gonna keep it a surprise.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, it's gonna be Guzzlord, isn't it? Oh, it's Kyurem! Yes, thanks!
Welcome. I'm gonna go for the electric type.
Why the electric type and not the fairy type?
Because I don't want to battle a fairy type.
But a fairy type is... isn't Kyurem weak to fairy type?
Yes, but yeah, it's also weak to ground.
Kyurem's also weak to... No, he knows that weak to ground.
Oh, it's not weak to ground.
Why didn't we go for fairy type?
Because Helioet is easier to beat.
Who cares?
But then Golurk, and that Golurk boy. Even though Golurk's genderless. Scorching Sand.
Meteor Beam. I'm Meteor Beaming this dude. Please, nobody attack me. Well, I mean after... Oh no, I'm using Meteor Beam. No one attack you guys. So yeah, we're up against the Heliolisk, and I'm going to use Meteor Beam. Or Meteor Bat, whatever you want to call it. Galarian, what's his name?
Stunfisk.
Yeah, Galarian Stunfisk is so much better than the other one. The other Stunfisk just sucked in every possible way.
It's a goal for you.
Yep, just hitting everything. He just like going around, hitting everything. No! How dare you mudslap me?
Mudslap is the weakest of all of the ground type New Zealand.
Yeah, he could have used that before he used a move.
There's no use on attacking.
What? Oh, it's only got 90 accuracy. Seriously, it's so powerful, but it takes a while to load. Don't give it low accuracy. Well, I know, but it takes a turn to charge. It would have been more useful if you used Focus Punch.
Yeah, because... Oh, I don't actually know. I didn't. Man, Helioet was just so strong.
Yeah, I thought it was the weaker. I really wish we'd gone for the fairy type. I'm going to catch it because I'm trying my best to make Kyurem shiny.
Yeah, but just trying to get a shiny charm. Or just try like a million times.
You guys have like 20 shiny charms.
Yes, all I have to do is like retry 25 times.
Not even 25. Think about it. Each one, think about it. So, what... I want you to think about the fact that it goes from shiny 1 in a million to 1 in 100, which means you divide it by 10,000. And because you're dividing it by 10,000, that means that you have to take 1 million, and then because you have 20 times 10,000 by 20, what's 10,000 by 20? It's 200, it's, 10,000, it's 200, 200,000. How many times do 200,000 sit in a million? 5. You only need to retry it 5 times. This has been Maths with Joshua Everson. Really?
Well, now it's done.
types, I don't get how bug types are super effective against dark types. I get why fairy types are super effective against dark types. Because, like, it's like a fairy and there's like a dark spirit, and it's like, you know who comes on top between a fight between a good guy and a bad guy. Oh, yes! I just burned a frost moth. Well, I did more damage. I did more damage than your Golurk. Pardon? Well, why don't you use an iron type move? Really? Like an iron type doesn't know. That's like giving Charizard like all possible moves except for a fire type move. Charizard needs fire type moves to live. Pardon?
You can start with literally fire on his tail.
Yeah, it's like if you don't make him use fire type moves, that flare is gonna run out. Besides, it's almost like his signature move is flamethrower. Almost every Charizard in anime knows flamethrower. And its throat is specialized for it. You see the red ball building up in its throat and then it releases it.
Yeah, I know that since I have a second Charizard.
Nice. Yeah, I want those berries. Give me damn berries. I call dibs on Beware. Because you have Focus Punch.
I have Golurk and Golurk's a god.
Yeah, please don't take it. Because Golurk is, as you said, a god. And I want this thing. I mean, look how tall he is. Do you remember when you first went to battle, the fire type gym leader? And, like, I come over and I was like, hey, you know that it might be best if you save your Dynamaxing Pokemon for last? And you were like, hey, that might work. And thanks to doing that, you won.
No, I'm having Pokemon. Ah.
Hey, at least you're still alive.
Yeah, but that's Pokemon won't work.
I know. Hey, when you cover your face, it does less damage. How dare you?
Okay, let's have one again. And if you attack me again, we're going to go like a story.
Come on. What we really need is someone here who can use, like, follow me. Or what's that other move that does the same thing? It's like something powder.
Rage powder,
yeah. We need someone here who can use rage powder. I'm gonna scald this thing. How dare you hurt our Golurk? Oh my goodness. You're gonna get a good scalding, and I hope you get burned as well. Hurricane finally hits. Oh, I thought you'd be using Focus Punch. Nice. Wait, you can burn.
Yeah.
From using Scorching... Oh, yeah, Scorching Sand. I just remembered. Oh, yeah. The Scald knocked him out.
Where was the terrifying? The Scalding just
caught me. Yeah, it just like the Scalding was like, I can't take it. I'm sorry, teacher.
Yes, I'm sorry,
it's so funny when you throw a Pokeball right up in its face. And it's just like, Beware's looking straight away. And it's like, I wonder what that massive ball coming towards me is.
Even legendary Pokemon don't know why it's coming. Beware doesn't even know any fighting type moves.
I swapped that Pokemon. I needed that thing. Oh, wait, why didn't I keep it? This one knows Meteor Beam.
True. Why didn't you keep it? Oh. Don't worry, Golurk will protect you.
Oh yeah. Is that shiny? That looks shiny. My one looks shiny.
You can't tell if it's shiny until you defeat it.
Okay. Well, it's looking pretty shiny.
What color is it? Is it purple?
I mean, no, like, literally. Oh, wait, this thing doesn't know a fighting type move.
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, double edge or giga impact? I wonder. I think it hit you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it hit me.
All right, he's been knocked out. That's disappointing.
Yeah, we're the strongest physical move. Strongest physical move.
That's not learned by a legendary. I mean, like, that's like not a legendary signature move. Because there will be more powerful physical moves. Is Hyper Beam more powerful than Giga Impact?
No, they have the same power.
Okay, that makes sense. You're gonna focus and then you're gonna punch. And he's gonna feel some Giga Impact. Man, its neck looked weird there. Scary face. I need to moving out this thing's moveset. I got confused. Wait, isn't Focus Punch next meant to go the next turn?
No.
Okay, I seem to remember it going the next turn, like taking a turn to charge. Maybe it's Golurk's ability. Pardon? Okay.
Ability's Iron Fist.
Okay, what does that do?
How is that punching moves?
Okay, that's good. Is that a signature move?
No, now that has ability too.
Okay, take that suit off, please. It's creeping me out here. Well, yeah, but he suited it because he was big. You're thin.
Yeah, I got a blue one.
Yes. Do you know what's really annoying? It's how you can have much more powerful moves. Why did you do that? Because that actually has less power. Do what? You want to do what? You literally just wasted our only Dynamax. I'm losing hope here. Digga 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 digga. Wait for it. Cure him. Yep. There's its cue. What does that do when it nullifies the...
It destroys all poisoning on itself and its negative statues.
Giga Impact saves the day.
That's what Max Knuckle does for you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Great, good. So anyway, we caught Kurum today. It was pretty good. It was fun, and I'm throwing the Pokeball. Wait, I just want to let's see if it's shiny.
If it's shiny,
I'm gonna like jump. Is your guys are is your guys one just is do you already have a Kyurem?
No.
Okay. Please be shiny.
If mine's not shiny, I'm gonna take a different one.
Like what? You're gonna take Heliolisk. Oh, it's not shiny, but I'm taking it anyway.
I'm just getting rid of it.
Would you like to give Kyurem a nickname? No, I'm not going to call him the disappointing. He's sent to a box. Great. Right, so anyway, we are going to take a quick break. And then we're going to have a battle and do... And then we are going to do Pokemon Battle Team of the Week and also a battle. Right, so see you in a minute. For our last segment to do first of all battle of the week. So I'm going to put in the link code. We're going to do a double battle. No restrictions.
Yes.
You know the drill. You know the drill.
I know that drill.
I wonder who's going to get to choose. I was mid-spin when that happened, and like it was it had like it said opposing trainer found, but the spinning sound effect kept playing over it. It was really funny. Fine, I'm going to use my party. Hello? I have decided I'm going to use my party.
Good. So party.
Yeah, I know this is like a happy note for you, but for me it's like Okay, that's a tough team. Should I think of someone on my team who's not weak to anything you can throw at me? It's a double battle, so I'll send in this guy, and I don't see any fairy types.
Okay, I got these two Pokemon sending in.
I know, it's like, double battle's a matter of choosing who you want in. But those are only like your first two Pokemon or something. It's like only the first two Pokemon. The Pokemon after that don't matter at all. Right. I've tried to plan this out as like carefully as possible. Ooh, we're just about to hit 40 minutes. We're like 39 minutes and a half. Okay, so time for the battle. Hey, I was right, we're just about 4 minutes. Okay, I was with the dragon type was good. I'd look for any fairy types before I sent Eternatus out. I know who's going first here.
What do you think that is?
Oh.
I have a shiny
of everyone there except Volt Giant.
Okay.
Shock Giant. Shock Giant.
Yeah. I don't have a shiny of Shock Giant, but I have a shiny of Dialga. I also have a shiny of Palkia. Okay.
No.
Interesting turn of events. Oh, Celdragon. Really? Seriously? It couldn't have, like, knock, just, like, done a little bit more? Just enough to knock it out? Just, like, a tad more? The smallest bit more? Just, like, oh, great. Yay. Would you look at that? Celdragon. Yay.
And that was complete form, and now you're ready for, I'm gonna give you a present.
This is probably my best Pokemon I can use. It's a shiny Zygarde face off. Except one is on full health.
Your one is cube shiny and my one is star shiny.
Yeah.
The dummies have different effects in the class.
How dare you? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Feel the power. Boom! It's a shiny Zygarde complete form face off. Again. Digga digga doo doo doo. Doo doo doo. Doo 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 doo. Boom!
Oh.
Oh yeah! You can touch this! Oh! What's that? Oh my goodness! You survived with literally one health! No, I mean like literally has one HP.
Yeah!
Three. Okay, I'll have to knock you out next turn. Double Necrozma. It's really weird how it's like almost like it has no insides and it's see-through. Okay, Shock Giant's in the house. Shock Giant in the house. I'm going to... I'd pick a dark type if I were you. Nice. Birdemon's pressure. Just like, ow. Greenie is down. The Dialga falls.
Yeah, Greenie is gonna fall soon.
Dialga's down. He's lying on the ground. He's dying. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's just perfect. Thanks. Please, I wanna die.
I'll send a very special present for you, bro.
I got a present for you. Boom. I thought Necrozma would be like invincible to that because... Ooh. You're no longer a fire type now. That was a risk.
Yeah, I don't care. I care about the risk.
I guess actually losing the fire type is better.
Ow,
how dare
you.
That hurt.
Yeah, did acquire it.
How many Pokemon do you have left?
How dare you? Okay.
Because I want a 999.
You got yourself a Rayquaza as a present.
Well, so that would give you Tug's eyes. I bet you know. It's a bad lack of the religions.
Oh, man.
Roar! Feel my roaring power! Birdemon is down. How many Pokemon do you have left?
I'm going to do the same thing to me that you did. I'm going to do the same thing to you that you did.
Whoa. No, seriously, how many Pokemon do you have left?
Three.
Seriously?
I know this is the last one I have.
I'm doing really bad here. Doo 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 doo. I may as well do this. Yeah, saw that one coming. I know what you're going to do with that Rayquaza of yours.
What?
You're going to drag an ascent to me. Oh, but what about Airlock?
Airlock is no master KO'd it. You're in a good position right now.
No, you're not.
The last one left is Bacon Dude.
I really hate how I only have one Pokemon left.
Bacon Dude.
And it's Bacon. You like my bacon?
Yeah, it's gonna look delicious. Yeah.
My dark aura's gonna mean nothing because it doesn't matter. Sucker Punch.
Is there any Sucker Punch?
I'm gonna Sucker Punch. Do you like my sucker punch? Seriously? Extreme speed? Sucker punch? That did nothing. This is knocking out. No way.
My gosh.
You won.
You don't have a chance. Nice.
It's not really going to do anything. I'm going to do like one move and I'm going to be knocked out.
Okay, now it's overcooked bacon.
And I think it's gone through some baconating.
I actually haven't caught you, though. I'll call it
a diamond. I told you. I wanted to go out with a bang. Get it?
Yeah, you did actually go out with a bang. I didn't even. I don't like Dynamaxing during trainer battles.
Yep, I lost to Camtad. Which is like, I really like that nickname. It's like, yep. I don't know where you got it from. What is it?
It's a nickname I got from a TV show.
Ah, okay.
It's called Pikachu's Adventure to the Moon.
No, it's not.
Sure. It's a clever nickname. I've never heard of the program though. Anyway, it's time for Pokemon.
While we're taking the Pokemon Battle Team of the Week, I have a Mantry Battle, not a Dynamax Adventure, but a Mantry Battle that I'd like you to join.
One sec. Well, we can do that in a minute, but right now, we have to do Battle Team of the Week.
Yeah, so we can't do it while we're doing the Mantry Battle.
Yes, I am sure.
Okay.
Well, okay, we can do the match raid battle. Right, anyway, so I think we're going to run a... Let's run a hail team.
Hail team, yeah.
Yeah,
like...
I'm going to start it with Glaceon.
Glaceon, the ice-type evolution.
Yeah, It's going to know Blizzard, because of course there's going to be hail.
Yeah.
It's going to know Ice Beam, Dig, and Double Edge.
What about hail?
No, because next Pokemon is a bomb of snow with snow warning.
Hey Josh, can you see the Mantra battle, by the way?
Yes, I can. Oh, those are like the weakest. That's your Glaceon. The next one's gonna be a bomb of snow, and it's gonna know Woodhammer. It's gonna, what else is it gonna know?
It should know, Ice Beam.
Sure.
Freeze Dry. Also, Josh, are you joining yet? And also, yeah, there you are.
Is this thing got a quadruple weakness?
Yeah, it's got a quadruple weakness to, what is it? Actually, no,
just say Palkia, and so it'll be
or
like
Dialga.
Palkia.
Dialga, Palkia. May have a wee problem with that.
Battle team, isn't it?
Please tell me you didn't put them in a battle team. I'll put them in the battle team. That's great. Don't I have a spare one? No, I don't. Anyway, let's get to the point. So that was your bomb of snow moveset. Did we go through all four moves?
We got Woodhammer, Freeze Dry, Ice Beam, and
Blizzard.
Every
good move has that Blizzard.
Okay then.
Nice.
Well, okay. I think the next one should be what's it called again? You know that weird like crystal ice Pokemon that you need to unlock the Temple of Ice.
Cryogonal.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna know Confuse Ray, Ice Beam.
Confuse Ray, Ice Beam. What else? Cryogonal, Freeze Dry as well, just in case of any water type.
Sure. What's its last move gonna be? Guys, what's its last move going to be? I would think it should know something like. You guys got any ideas?
What would Cryogonal know? Oh yeah, Ice Ball.
Okay, Ice Ball. Right. Who would be the fourth Pokemon?
Fourth Pokemon would be Regice.
Okay. What would Regice's moves be?
Ice Beam, Focus Blast, Thunderbolt, and Rock Polish.
Nice. What did its ability be? Ice Body?
Its ability would be Ice Body, yeah.
Well, oh wow, how did Heatran get so low health?
I don't know. I think Heatran used D-Max Might on it.
Okay, who would be the fifth Pokemon?
The fifth Pokemon would be... the fifth Pokemon would be... For Hail Team, the fifth Pokemon would be Kyurem.
Okay, we've run out of legendaries and mythicals now, but Kyurem will be the last one. It will know... Wait, let's go for White Kyurem.
Okay.
Pardon?
Okay.
Is that still Ice type?
Yes, it's still the same type.
Okay, well in that case... It will know Fly, Blue Flare.
It has no Fusion Flare. Can't learn Blue Flare.
Really? Okay, Fusion Flare.
Ice Burn.
Pardon? Ice Burn. I'm trying to think of other good moves I could know. Can you know Ice Beam?
No, it knows Ice Burn, but what about Dragon Pulse?
Okay, it will learn Dragon Pulse in that case, actually. What will be the sixth Pokemon? No legendaries, no mythicals.
Sixth Pokemon would be... What would the sixth Pokemon be?
It could be Meowth, just kidding.
Okay, so the sixth Pokemon would be Lapras.
Lapras, nice. Gigantamaxing Lapras.
In a sparkling area.
Hydro Pump.
Freeze dry, like all of them is probably freeze dry.
But it knows Hydro Pump, doesn't it?
It knows Hydro Pump, sparkling area, freeze dry, and what?
And people might be
and like, Ice Beam.
And people might be
sure.
Robotic.
And it can Gigantamax.
Yeah.
But people might be confused, like.
Oh, by the way, sorry about this.
What?
You'll see in a minute. Hey! Why did you do that?
What did you do?
You just hit me.
I didn't hit you.
Hey! So that's why my health got so low.
I have telepathy. You can't hurt me back. Yeah,
why did you do that?
Because you're hating Shiny, not Shiny.
Pardon?
Because non-Shiny Pokemon are hideous to me.
Hey. Is there a Crystal Heatran?
Yeah, it's a Crystal Heatran. So it's probably... Yeah, but that's not the whole reason I did this match, though. But the whole reason I did this battle is because of the high chance of me shiny. So, who would the last member be? Oh yeah, I already said it was Lapras, so that means that...
The last member is gonna be
If you want
so
to attack
hard.
Me, you could. Attack me if you want.
Oh! Simon told him to
Okay. Well, in that case, we just gave you your hail... team and all right, so that's another episode we got through. One less episode to do later on. Well, thanks for listening, and I think this is us signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Say bye, guys.
Bye.
This has been another episode of the Poker Kid Podcast.